long today. So I'm going to go just a couple of seconds longer. He who endures to the end will be saved, doesn't it say so? That's a joke. The nation of Israel is the apple of God's eye. Zechariah 2 and verse 8 says, "He who touches you touches the apple of my eye." This Tuesday, there is a very significant election in the life of the nation of Israel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who just gave a phenomenal speech before our legislative branch of government, has been a stalwart in the idea that any deal is a bad deal, or not just have a deal, land for peace, but make sure the deal is a good deal for Israel. His opponent and opponents, it's a tricky government to figure out because it's a coalition system, has vowed to divide the nation of Israel. And he has also vowed to even divide the city of Jerusalem. Whenever something like that is done by the world community, the results are never good. Joel 3 and verse 2 condemns the nations in the last days because they have divided my land. That's what Joel 3:2 says. And what you need to understand, and many Christians in America are not aware of this, because it's a different part of the world and it doesn't affect our lives directly, so we think, there is a global coalition at work to defeat Netanyahu in the upcoming election. And I say with great sadness and embarrassment that the Obama administration, for the last several months, has dispatched campaign operatives to the nation of Israel to ensure that Benjamin Netanyahu is defeated. Now, why would I bring this to your attention? I bring this to your attention just as a matter of prayer. I want you to be aware of it. I want you to know what the global community under the radar is doing. And I want you to be in prayer for God's special nation, the nation of Israel. That green territory there represents Islamic-controlled nations. If your eyes are really good, that red circle and that red dot within the circle represents Israel. What is the logic of the global community? Well, Israel needs to give up just a little bit more territory. And you do that and you shrink the borders of Israel to their pre-1967 borders. You have a country which cannot defend itself. I believe a lot of this is fitting into the fulfillment of biblical prophecy, Joel 3 and verse 2. They have divided my land. God calls it my land. And when you do this kind of thing and force Israel's hand, you bring God into action. And I'm not here to make predictions and prophecies. I'm just asking you for the next couple of days to bathe the situation in prayer, to pray specifically, if it's the will of God, that the progress of evil might be slowed down and that God's perfect will in this situation would be done. Because it is a very serious situation. I wouldn't bother you with it if I didn't feel it was serious. And most churches will go right on today with their regular meetings, and the topic will never come up. All I'm asking you to do is to add it to your prayer list for the next couple of days. If you want a little bit more information on it, I wrote a one-page blog article. It's one page front and back. And it's available on the name tag, two pages actually. But if you get one page, you're good. It's available on the name tag table on the way out. And so if you're interested in this, I would encourage you to pick that up and read that. Now, the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the eternal covenant, even Jesus our Lord, equip you in every good thing to do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed.